dinner off. I'm just excited to be with Alan Swarth again.
Like, I just imagine we're just going to meet each other. Notice, like, we're wearing the same fucking, like, cargo pants.
Yep. I've just got a handlebar mustache.
One of us needs to change.
No, it's the same hat. It's the same hat moment. You're looking at each other and go, hey.
Yeah, same hat.
Same hat. Same cargo pants. You scattered them from that Walmart.
Oh, I see. You too have been to the South Dakota, big and tall.
I see you also do your regular shopping at the Army Surplus Store.
Hey, this shotgun was a gift.
It was a pretty good gift.
I had a tablet for a while too. That was a gift.
Just so you know, Colt, I'm gonna play it up. I'm gonna pull out my gun, and it's gonna be the exact same model as yours. And we're just like,
We've got the same pistol too.
Oh, you know
I've
what?
I've got every upgrade except automatic on mine.
I have it's only silenced.
I have a broken lockpick kit because apparently I don't have enough money last time.
Nice job on the upkeep train.
Hey, I'm sorry. Weed for cats wasn't great for money.
What are you talking about?
Great.
I made off
it was
income.
Great for cats.
It was fantastic for cats and for weed.
I thought we made a good amount of money on that.
Oh, it was not a good amount of money for me.
Well, you kind of win.
Know what that job is, but now I just want it to be weed for cats. It's just going to be my noodle incident. I have no context. It's just weed for cats did this.
Yeah. No, just weed for cats. That's it.
Weed for cats was awful.
Yeah, you know, Taxi nearly stole a lion.
I had a contract because there wasn't one. It was a score.
Well, that's just that. I almost ran into a bomb, and we ran into a late lion thingy, or a mutant. I can't remember what Adam made it, but it was wrong.
He was a mutant.
It was an aberrant.
It was a fucking, it was the worst thing.
God, weed for cats, goddamn mess. I loved it.
Ugh.
Okay, does everybody have their shit together? Are you good to go?
I have my character sheet and stuff.
I fixed my character sheet, by the way.
Yeah.
I just have to say.
Alright, I'm going to need dice, aren't I?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
We don't use a dice roller. Hang on, let me get the work back.
I might need help with negotiations. Just because
true randomness is actually...
Just because I haven't played a face in a while, but I think I should be able to get it. Just expect really bad lines, me pausing constantly to figure out what the fuck to say.
Oh, I just have to say, I love that as the 10K has gone on, it's gotten both darker and much more fucking gonzo.
It occurs to me, I should mention, I have 4 hours to play.
Yes.
Okay. I don't expect anything to be longer than that. Does anybody have a quitting time earlier?
I don't really have a time limit. I would just prefer to end before, like, 11:30 or something.
Yeah. 11:30 is my heart out.
I'm expecting this to be done in three and a half hours.
Unless it's, like, Iditarod and Taxi just arguing.
Let's try and... Well, Iditarod's not here, so we should be fine.
Taxi isn't in this game.
And Taxi also isn't here.
I know. It was just you guys argued so much.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's actually the true metagame. It's like Adam's like, I have to have this game done in 3 hours, and then two players just keep arguing so that he has like
yeah. We're just standing there just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no. That's my thing. If players argue to the point where I can't control it, just I don't know, 10 zombies without pants show up.
Oh, that's it. 10 zombies, 1 shamble. That sucks for you guys.
We already dealt with a vector without pants last night, so...
No, I'm just without pants because you have to fight them and also they don't have any money.
Oh, man.
Guns kick in the door and start shooting. Don't matter that you're outdoors. There was a door somewhere.
So should we start or are we going to wait for Sean?
We'll start. Sean just said he wanted to have his, he'll just have his dependent scene at the last one. It'll probably be here by 8:30. So.
Okay.
If he's not, then we'll, okay, he just said I won't get home for another, oh, he said that at 7. So yeah, 30 minutes, so yeah, so.
We'll be here in like 20-30 minutes.
And maybe do some job hunting if he's not here, and then, I don't know, take 5 if he's still not here.
Sure, okay.
So, yes, if everybody is good to go, then.
Just expect bad role-playing from me, but whatever.
Also, we just No way. Yeah, there's four people here. That's the number of people there were. Okay. All right then. It's gonna be 10 minutes until Sean said he could arrive. We could go into work actions and then move back to do his dependent scene when he gets here, if people want to do that, or we can just take five.
I mean, I can make another drink.
I get to be part of the dollar store Yakuza.
All right,
let's, the big lots clan.
All right, so let's take five, and then if Sean's not here, then we'll go into work actions.
Sure. I reckon everybody gets up, does a little bit of walking around, grab some water.
All right. Yep. And this is a note for me. I'm gonna have to remember to do that when we actually get back to it.
Okay.
See, clap because that shows up real easy on the recording.
Oh man, you should read my what I have for as a retirement plan for Pavlova. Pavlova, it's fucked up.
Japanese proverb.
You will find it among the honorable samurai. Honorable bitch.
I mean, let's be real. They're fucking dollar store Yakuza. Of course it's gotta be something.
This is one thing I don't understand. Are they actually a criminal syndicate?
Okay, so
or they just pretend they are.
So when the crash happened, right? You know how you have valet parking lots?
Yeah.
So they're the crime organization. So you had this Asian American community that survived, went over there and got a lot of power and became valet parking, but then they're the people who saw like one too many Yakuza movies, so they're like, let's be Yakuza, but they're
okay,
like,
so they're Yaku- just so they're a criminal syndicate, and then they decided they're gonna be like the Yakuza, or
yeah,
like they
like
understand
the Yakuza,
to be,
yeah, they're like the Yakuza from the movies, so they don't understand what the fuck Yakuza really are.
Also, isn't sword supposed to have three potents on it?
It can have up to three. Yeah.
Okay, because there's. I just noticed that the upgrade for, or when you check off one potent, does another potent show up on this sheet?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, to be fair,
that's Adam.
To be fair, her whole thing for Tora's thing for swords, she doesn't really plan to use the sword. It's just like, oh look, I have samurai.
Oh yeah, you also have a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to use the gun more often. I'm going to be like, I'm the best sword fighter in the world, and then I'll pull out a gun and shoot you.
Oh god, wasn't that sword a gift spot too? It's like, here, have this shitty ass katana.
Yeah, it was for me, you son of a bitch. You just like, here's yep. a katana.
Oh, yeah, you went to the anime dealer, and then you before you met the dog camp.
Yeah, I couldn't fucking like deny it, and then they're like, you want this sword, and I'm like, gosh damn it, fuck.
Also,
I'm gonna be real. It's probably not a sharp sword.
I don't really plan on upkeeping it really that much. I just plan on using it for like decoration.
Gotcha.
Oh, like every anime fan.
Yeah, like everything. Yeah, pretty much. Like I don't actually plan to. Like,
well, you'll eventually shoot a video of yourself like cutting into like a water jug or something.
Oh yeah, no, I mean like I'll keep it for like I guess familiarity's sake. Like oh yeah, I got a sword now, but I'm not gonna.
You still have to pay for up.
I'm
you still have to pay for upkeep on that motherfucker, too, by the way.
I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm just going to ignore upkeep.
I'm just
going to
throw it away.
And no, I'll just be like, I'll put it up on my wall.
No, I don't think you understand. The mere fact that you have it means it costs upkeep. Like, even knives cost upkeep, because you have to sharpen them.
Well, yeah, the thing that Caleb said, because you have to sharpen a knife, but also, like, if you don't use the knife, you still have to pay for it, so it's represented... Caleb said that that's representative of you like practicing with a knife, shopping around for new knives, maintaining your knife, all that stuff. So if you put the sword on your wall, you take it out of your inventory, it's gone.
Yeah.
You're not, like you hang it up, you're not paying for it anymore. It does not exist as a game item. You need to purchase a new one.
No, I mean, that's what I'm starting to think. Like maybe I should just.
I mean, if you want to get rid of the sword, you can get rid of the sword.
Well, first I have to.
You bought skill points in sword for some reason.
For some reason, yes. I was originally going to make Tora an actual weeb, but then I realized having her be a fake weeb would be even better.
I mean, a fake is okay. I mean, you have
okay,
the, so you have the skill. It's like you. I mean, if you're not going to use a melee weapon, then yeah, get rid of it. But like, you know, it could be helpful to kill a thing when you gun run out of bullet.
Hey man, look, this is my second character. I wasn't thinking when I made it.
Are you saying? But I just want to say, are you saying that Tora is a fake geek girl?
Yes.
Wow. Sexist piece of shit.
Thanks. I am so glad I can be that. I mean, I'm already feeling pretty bad about it. I would also... Jesus Christ. Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to know I can feel better about myself now.
Good.
Oh, man. No, I should... if you read Pavlov's... Sean wants the LinkedIn. Or not the LinkedIn, the link to the Hangout. Yeah, no, Pavlova is, it's gonna be bad. I'm wondering if Purpose is gonna kill her.
God. Purpose is just a fucking nightmare.
I want Purpose. I am so glad I made Purpose. Or at least I was inspired to make Purpose. I honestly want to be like, can I just have her? Like, even if I'm not playing, Torin, she's not a dependent. Can I just have her being a random zine? Which is, you smell like blood. I like that
Stitches
smell.
Is link me the Hangouts, please. Okay. I'll send him the link again. Let me...
He's here.
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, you're here? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he just is muted.
Is everybody else back?
Ray might have stepped away.
I'm here.
Oh, Ray's here? Okay.
Okay.
I'm here.
So everybody's back. Sean's here. Sean, we took five because everybody blew through the dependent scenes and two people decided to take work actions.
Right on. Okay.
Okay.
Also, by the way, hi, Sean.
Also, hi. Your microphone sounded really crispy, Sean.
Stand by. Yeah, it's like ticking.
Oh, God, there's a bomb!
And also, it sounded like he was in a cave.
Any better?
Bomb kit.
It's less crackly now. You still sound kind of far away.
Is it possible to have a taker as a dependent who's on a different...
Yeah, I would think so. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, if they die, then that's going to be a problem still.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But I think it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, you can take takers as dependents. Like, if you listen to Caleb, if you were Gen Con, Caleb was like, "Oh yeah, sure, Ledger players take takers as dependents." Yeah, that goes.
Spreadsheet Jim.
Don't forget, David's planning an all steward crew next run.
God. That was God, the other I thing was somebody said like, yeah, my players just wanted to be raiders. Like, sure, yeah, just let them take humanity damage. See how that goes.
I mean, yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things. It's like, yeah, the mechanics are like, my players don't want to retire. It's like, all right, yeah, they're not gonna last longer than retirement anyway. If you're playing the game right.
I mean, that's how Hoot was lost for life, and he didn't really last that long. And Misty was lost for life, and well. You saw how that went for her, so it seems like Lost for Life doesn't really go well. The
yeah, no, it's like this place sucks. Okay, so Sean, are you good?
As long as I sound all right, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand you well enough. All right, so I'm gonna time us back in here. All right, so
I mean, it's mostly because Alex wasn't called of the same character. I copy pasted Alex Worth when I made mine. Because it was like, oh yeah, this is basically what I wanted anyway.
Alright.
So who's Scout?
Alright.
What is that noise?
I think somebody's microphone is dying. Or somebody's operating a dot matrix printer.
Somebody is a dot matrix printer.
I think that's me.